HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week on She Slays, we have with us Niharika, who is a fighter, having battled depression and PCOD. Niharika was fresh out of law college when she was diagnosed with PCOD. The condition caused her to gain weight, fight depression, and it also took a toll on her personal and professional life. Eventually, she made a tremendous lifestyle change, which caused her to lose weight and even improved her PCOD-related symptoms. In Niharika's own words, exercise is a form of therapy. Today, she leads a healthier life and spreads awareness about women's healthcare. Come, let's listen to this champion story.
Hi, my name is Niharika. I'm 30 years old. I am a lawyer by profession. I am currently working in Gurgaon, in-house with a solar power developer. And the health issues that I have faced and recovered from are being overweight, suffering from PCOD and depression. From 2009 to 2014, I was studying law in Pune and my home is in Noida. So I traveled across states to pursue law. And life in college was very different from being in school. I was less active. I had to study a lot. And since I was away from home, my food habits had completely changed. So every time I felt hungry, I would just order something and I would eat a lot of oily food or whatever that was easily available. Never I considered nutrition in that food. So all these things, I think, led to the diagnosis of PCOD. I don't think I responded very well to the diagnosis, and it was committing to the entire regime of medicine that the gynecologist recommended was difficult. As far as I remember, I think the doctor prescribes some sort of contraceptive pills which are to be taken for 28 days, then there's a break of 7 days within which you get your periods, and then again you need to continue. This entire process was very stressful. Remembering to take the pills on time, then remembering when your cycles are regular. And despite being on these pills for almost 3 years, I did not see much of a change. I was just all the more frustrated because of these medicines. So my reaction to the diagnosis of PCOD was relief, because prior to that I was very frustrated. I didn't know what was happening, what I did was wrong. And since I was away from home and suffering from irregular periods and facial hair and frustration and mood swings, it was even more difficult. And because of all this, there was a lot of stress. I lost a lot of confidence. My mental health was taking a toll and I didn't know what was happening. But during the entire course of treatment, that was 3 years, I had to take contraceptive pills for 28 days. And then there was a break of 7 days in which I would get my periods, and again 28 days cycle would start. So I never really understood how those medicines work, but it was just to keep your cycles regular. But in the long run it was not working, because my lifestyle was still the same. I was still in college, I was still eating wrong, I was still very lazy, and that I think was very frustrating, because once you gain weight, to lose weight, it's very difficult, and especially when you are away from home, you can't keep track on your diet, on your exercise. It became very difficult, and for the most part of it, I was very, very, very frustrated. At the time, I think I told my mother that I was suffering from PCOD, and she knew what exactly it was. So it's in Hindi, it's called a rasoli. She knew that it was a cyst on my ovaries. So she reacted well. She took me to a different doctor when I came back home, so that, you know, we had all perspective as to how severe the situation was. She helped me change my lifestyle. She fed me good food when I was here and gave me a long, long, long lecture on changing my lifestyle to be more active, to eat right, to think about myself and think about my body. But the best part about my mother was she did not once tell me that if you don't take care of your ovaries now, or if you don't deal with PCOD right now, you will not have children in future. She was encouraging. She helped me through the entire thing. So I'm grateful to her.
So there was this period right before college ended where I was around 86 kgs and still suffering from PCOD, and I had sort of given up absolutely on this disease. I had stopped eating the medicines because I was really frustrated with it, and I just started living with it, which was even more troublesome because not having your periods regularly is even more depressing than I can actually explain in words. I was in constant fright, like what would happen to my body, and there used to be pain also sometimes. So it was very frustrating, but I had actually given up. But throughout this, my friends and family were very supportive. They helped me understand what the problem was, especially my female friends and my mother. They told me to exercise, to eat right, and to try at least to get better. But I think I just had this mental block and I was just too tired and exhausted. The recovery period actually started after I graduated and I came back home. So 6 months after coming back home, I had a bad breakup and I was suffering with depression. At the time, I had lost a lot of appetite. I wouldn't eat. I was depressed, crying, and due to which I had lost a lot of weight. That's when I realized that my cycles started to become regular. Now, at this point, my mother recommended that I should join a gym and keep my fitness up, because if nothing else, I need to take care of myself. And finally, I had the resource also. I was near home. I had a gym around and I could eat right thanks to my mother. So I started exercising. I started to feel better. Weight loss was, I think, the only treatment for PCOD would be change in lifestyle and weight loss. At least that was for me. There are a lot of women who are lean, yet they suffer from PCOD. So it varies from case to case. But in my case, I was really overweight. So as soon as I started shedding those extra kilos, I started to feel better. My cycles became regular. I felt more confident. And yes, it just changed my life. The changes I made to my routine was trying to stay as active as possible. So I was practicing in court at the time, so I would run around at court a lot. I started my day with good food, exercise. I used to go to the gym. I used to weight train, and I was absolutely off the medicines. I stopped eating it after 3 years. Physical activity was the only thing that helped me get through PCOD. At least in my case, the moment I lost weight, the moment I started exercising, going to the gym, eating right, trying to stay happy, you know, the mental health also plays a big role in your recovery. So I used to spend a lot of time with my friends and I used to stay happy, or at least try to stay happy as much as I could. So I have been PCOD free because of exercising, I think, for the last 6 years. I have been working out for 6 years. I've been fit and I really preach fitness. So I think that's what helped me the most. What I learned from PCOD or this entire recovery was that your body is your temple. We women tend to get carried away with life and forget about our body in the course of life. But that should not be the case. We should always, always keep ourselves and our bodies first and take care of it as much as we can. Because life will happen, and physically women are, they're biologically different than men. Their hormone system is different, and as soon as there's imbalance, the first thing that's affected is your uterus or the ovaries. So we need to take extra care of it, and the only way one can do that is by exercising. One such example I can give you is that when, as we reach towards menopause, our body starts to experience a lot of changes. And once menopause starts and estrogen levels drop, your calcium level also drops. I'm no scientist or doctor or any expert in it, but this is just what I've learned through people I've known, or for example, my mother. That's what doctor told her. She has to take supplements for calcium. But I have been pursuing a personal trainer course, and during our nutrition classes we were told that this is what happens when women don't work out and make their muscles and bones strong, because eventually when your calcium levels drop after menopause, it's very difficult to keep them up. Women are prone to osteoporosis a lot. So this is just one example to say that my journey has just taught me to physically and mentally, because I don't take care of my body and set the right example, my future generation will learn anything about fitness or health or their body. So I think that mental and physical health go hand in hand. So if your mental health is not good, your physical health will suffer. And if your physical health is not good, your mental health will suffer. So when I was overweight, I had lost confidence. I was constantly questioning myself. I was doubting myself that I won't be able to do this, I won't be able to do that. Especially when I used to go shopping, I would feel so frustrated because the dress I liked wasn't in my fit. So all these things actually problematic. Now, as soon as I started exercising, I started losing weight, I started gaining confidence, and exercise releases happy hormones. So every time you work out, you feel better. And as months passed by and I started to get stronger and stronger every day, I felt better. And even today when I go to the gym, and I love to weight train, so I can squat around 100 kgs, I can deadlift 100 kgs, and I used to feel so good about it. It just changed how I looked at life overall. It changed my entire perspective. Every time I felt stronger physically, I felt stronger mentally, and that made all the difference. I would like to tell everyone who's reading or listening about this that you need to take care of your body first. Your body should be a priority. Your life will have ups and downs, stress. You will have bad days and good days. You will experience breakups and grief and everything else. I mean, life is what it is. It's good and bad combined. But as long as you are fit, or at least you are healthy, you can persevere. You can handle anything. For me, I fought my depression. I fought grief after my father passed away through exercise, and even till date, for every bad day, I spend an extra half an hour in the gym because I feel better, and it actually makes me feel better, and that I can project while I deal with people. So when I'm happy inside, that reflects.
So this was Niharika's story, a true she slays fighter indeed. We hope that her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is Chaya Dabas, your host, signing off. I will see you next week with another champion story. Till then, take care and keep slaying.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.